AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Two nights of curfews, and everything's calm in Baltimore. Our Warren Levinson is there.
Baltimore passed another day that was calm, uneasy, and a little bit strange. The 10 p.m. curfew was mostly observed, though there were some, like George Jackson, who defied it, well, just because.
I'm 30 years old, and when my mother told me to go in the house when I was a kid, I ain't listening to her, and I damn sure ain't gonna listen to no man.
Police moved more slowly to clear the intersection where a CVS store burned Monday, and they did it without much incident. And the Baltimore Orioles won a baseball game against the Chicago White Sox with a major league attendance record of zero. The stadium was closed for security reasons. Warren Levinson, Baltimore.
Monday's rioting in Baltimore followed the funeral of a black man who died in police custody. Protests spread to several other cities last night, including Boston, New York, and Washington. The demonstrations were mostly peaceful, though police arrested more than 100 people in New York after protesters disrupted traffic. 5,500 people now known dead in Nepal following the weekend earthquake. There was a bright spot this morning as rescuers pulled an 18-year-old from the rubble alive. Our Tim Sullivan is overseas.
There were hundreds of people waiting for him to be brought out. Rumors had spread through the city of what was going on, and the streets just erupted in cheers when they pulled him free.
He had been trapped under the rubble of a seven-story building in Kathmandu since the 7.8 earthquake on Saturday. The jury in Boston deciding whether Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev is executed heard yesterday from teachers who knew him as a child. They described him as a hard-working youngster who seemed to have a bright future. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders tells us he's running for president, looking for the Democratic Party nomination. He's a political independent who caucuses with the Democrats in the Senate. This is AP Radio News. A lot of excitement around Saturday's Mayweather-Pacquiao fight in Las Vegas. They're saying this could topple every known record in boxing history. Are these guys nervous?
I don't really worry, you know. I've been here before. I'm a fighter. And I didn't face so many different styles. And we'll just see how everything, you know, goes Saturday night.
That's Floyd Mayweather. Manny Pacquiao is the underdog. Okay, he's nervous, right?
Every time that I'm an underdog, I mean, I like that. Because my killer instinct, my focus is there. This is what I want.
All right. Well, the fight's on Saturday. It could make $400 million. It'll cost about $100 to watch it in your home on pay-per-view. The NFL draft begins tonight, and it ends on Saturday. Plus, the Kentucky Derby will be run on Saturday. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.